Poetry and music were once inseparable. One day, poetry went off on its own and left music behind. Music kept playing as if nothing had happened, but poetry, the idiot who broke up a marriage that had endured centuries, poetry was inconsolable and hasn't stopped talking about music ever since. This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, August 16th, 2006. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, poetry waxes nostalgic about music. Or at least about jazz, in the case of the two poems we're going to hear today, by W.S. Di Piero and Yusuf Komunyakaa.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.
Yusuf Komunyakaa is a poet who knows a lot about jazz. His poem, Togetherness, expects at least a rudimentary knowledge of jazz history. It mentions Strange Fruit, the song about the lynchings of black men in the South that jazz singer Billie Holiday made famous, and you can hear in the background there. But the poem isn't about any song in particular. It's about how difficult it is for two people to stay close. Specifically, Billie Holiday and another jazz great, clarinet and sax player Lester Young. The poem uses the nicknames they gave each other, Lady Day and Prez. Togetherness, by Yusuf Komunyakaa, is read by Dion Flynn.
Someone says Tristan and Isolde, the shared cup and broken vows binding them. And someone else says Romeo and Juliet, a lyre and Jew's harp sighing a forbidden oath. But I say a midnight horn and a voice with a moody angel inside, the two married rib to rib, note for note. Of course, I'm thinking of those Tuesdays or Thursdays at Billy Berg's in L.A. when Lana Turner would say, "Please sing Strange Fruit for me." And then her dancing night long with Mel Torme as if she knew what it took to make brass and flesh say yes beneath the clandestine stars, and a spinning that is so fast we can't feel the planet moving. Is this why some of us fall in and out of love? Did Lady Day and Prez ever hold each other and plead to those notorious gods? I don't know. But I do know, even if a horn and voice plumb the unknown, what remains unsaid coalesces around an old blues and begs with a hawk's yellow eyes.
Dion Flynn reading Togetherness by Yusuf Komunyakaa. In that poem, Komunyakaa seems to be riffing on a lyric by Sappho from the 7th century BC that begins roughly like this. Some say cavalry, others claim infantry, or a fleet of long oars is the most beautiful sight on earth. I say it is the one you love, and easily proved. The beginning of Togetherness echoes Sappho, structurally at least, but it talks about something else. Komunyakaa argues that the most beautiful example of human togetherness comes not from literature, but from music. And not just any music, but from Billie Holiday when she sang with Lester Young.
Someone says Tristan and Isolde, the shared cup and broken vows binding them. And someone else says Romeo and Juliet, a lyre and Jew's harp sighing a forbidden oath. But I say a midnight horn and a voice with a moody angel inside, the two married rib to rib, note for note.
Offstage, Billie Holiday and Lester Young had an intense yet strained relationship. The poem suggests that only in music could they achieve true togetherness. And even this was ultimately doomed by more powerful forces.
Did Lady Day and Prez ever hold each other and plead to those notorious gods? I don't know. But I do know, even if a horn and voice plumb the unknown, what remains unsaid coalesces around an old blues and begs with a hawk's yellow eyes.
The poem gives the impression that the poet was there at Billy Berg's club with the likes of Lana Turner. But Yusuf Komunyakaa was born in 1947, too late for that scene. So really, it's a poem that's culturally nostalgic for another era, as is the next one by W.S. Di Piero. W.S. Di Piero was born in 1945, so like Komunyakaa, he too came up in an era when jazz and the big bands were already in decline. His poem is called Buddy Caesar and His Starlighters. It's a made-up name, but it describes a typical big band playing jazz standards at a summer outdoor concert one evening in Philadelphia, Di Piero's hometown. The speaker in the poem carefully observes the atmosphere and the people, but then the music does something to him that poetry just can't do. The reader is Michael Stuhlbarg.
Buddy Caesar and His Starlighters by W.S. Di Piero. Everything's going up in smoke. Lake Island's oaks hug midsummer's chemical sunset, a slow, rusty Philadelphia burn burring dusty treetops. First stars coming on, and the neighborhood turns out kings and queens in beach chairs, other unfurred creatures on blankets or in trees. All eyes on the hopping crowd before the bandstand, hard pedaling in the mood, then Cherokee. Buddy cues slurpy trombones, and even the fatter no-nos rise and shuffle to the dancing ground. Old-style jitterbugs spiking dirt at century's end. I'm off to the side, taking things in. I've learned to do that, to watch, to smile at the fire. But now this flutter-tongued solo breaks me down. Dust, spanks, sandals, mules, and sneaks. Stars divot whiter in the blacker blue. Time feels round, and I'm in it. With twilight's jumpy dago sounds, awake now, swinging with a stranger.
Michael Stuhlbarg, reading Buddy Caesar and His Starlighters by W.S. Di Piero. That poem and Togetherness by Yusuf Komunyakaa were originally published in Poetry Magazine. You can read more of W.S. Di Piero's poetry in Skirts and Slacks, published by Knopf. Yusuf Komunyakaa's latest book is The Wishbone Trilogy, Part 1, published by Forrest Rouse and Giroux. We also have poems of both poets on our website, poetryfoundation.org, where you'll also find poetry news and feature articles. Do drop us a line about what you think of this program. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org or write a review of the program on iTunes or the podcast directory of your choice. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the poetryfoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.